Jim Spring went and my first cousin. We went up to the drive, up way above the Seven Islands on the St. John River, about 75 miles. And we went to work on the landing, putting in a big operation of lumber. It was all in the landings on the bank. We was working about 30 men there. And it took us about 10 days before we had the landing field. And after the landing was in, they had a big towboat and a cook in it. And they started to reel down. Now we have
Aaron, can I ask you, explain what a landing is, how it was made?
Oh, they're all skidded on the bank.
They were made during the winter.
Oh, sure. Rolled right out in the river and skidded right up high, right the bank, so the ice couldn't take it away.
Yeah.
That stayed there. Then they roll them in the spring.
Mm-hmm. And were they used to put the logs in the river?
Oh, yeah.
The landing of the logs themselves.
Yeah. They'd land them in the fall.
Yeah.
And through the winter, whatever they, if they yarded, some drug in. They drag in all winter, see? Handy lumber. And after the landing was in, we had three battles. And there was two battles would take the rear on the shore. And one battle was a center battle. For breaking center jams out into the rough water and rapids where it took, you know, good men for to go out there. Because in places it was out in big rapids, you know, and when that jam started, we had to take care of them and not let them go adrift on the log, because they could be lost. So me and my brother was a center battle. We had six men in our battle. That was about what we could take care of, see?
Yeah.
And the rest was on the shore, sacking. And wind jams along the shore where they took that.
The battles were quite a safe boat to work in, weren't they, Aaron?
Oh?
The battles were safe boat to work in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they were good battles.
They were much safer than the canoe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They'd hold, them battles would hold 25 men. Mm-hmm. They were big.
Yeah.
Had to be. Because, they'd have a lot of men in them. If the colour wouldn't, it would be no good at all on the dock.
Right.
And we took the center jams out, anything out from the shore, and anything that was jammed along the shore, you know, the wind jam, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then battles along the shore would take that.
What tools did you use in breaking the jam?
We used can dogs and pipe poles. We had poles with sockets. There were socket poles, picks, and there was a twist in the end of the pick, so when you stuck it into the log, it wouldn't fall out.
Yeah.
And one week, lots of places we used to come to a jam, and I was in the bow of the battle, and my brother on the stern. And I'd have to pick in the jam when we'd come around a circle to get onto the jam. Some places it's hard, strong water, rough. And I had to pick in that jam into a log for to hold the battle there. And that twist in the pick of the pole there couldn't pull out. Once you rolled in there, see, there you had to turn it.
Yeah.
You'd give it a turn, a half turn, it would come right out.
Yeah.
That's the way it was made. And we used to go, we'd make probably some days 5-6 miles, and the boat was ahead, the cook. And they'd go just about where they thought we'd going to get, you know. They'd run from the where we was the first night, well, they'd know just about how far to go. You see, they watched the drive.
Yeah.
And in the lake, quite late in the afternoon, they know just about how far we'd get. So they'd go down there and they'd some good place and they'd tent. Pitch the tent.
Now, this boat, they call that a wongan boat.
A wongan boat, that
was
it.
That was a big flat bottom
boat. Oh, yes, 70 feet long.
Yeah, and they had a cabin on it.
A cabin on it.
To cook in.
Cook was in that, and he done all his cooking there.
Yeah.
And they had men for, you know, for to run that boat.
Yes.
The most of the time, there could be some fellas from around the Allegash and Little Black.
Yeah.
Old boatmen.
Yeah.
That they'd have, they'd go up there and they'd run that boat.
They did the cooking right on the boat.
Oh, all the cooking was done on the boat.
Yeah.
And they'd...
All the baggage, the bedding and the tents and stuff were carried in this boat.
Oh, sure, everything was carried there.
Yeah.
They had them shed tents.
Yeah.
You know, just a roof.
Yeah.
That way. And they'd have fires, thunder in tents at night.
Yeah.
They had men to purpose for that. They'd fire up all night and the men could sleep. It wasn't too cold and they'd fire
right between the tents, the lean-tos.
Yeah, the heat went in.
The heat went in, yeah.
And men didn't have to bother with that at all. There was men to purpose for that.
Yeah.
And, in the morning, they'd all have their breakfast and start again.
What time did you have to get up? What time did you have to get up in the morning?
We was on the river, just daylight.
Daylight.
There was no lost time in them days.
You were
daylight till dark.
Wasn't till dark. Huh?
Yeah, lots of nights I seen me make a mile after dark. To get home.
To get to your tent.
Yeah, work for dark. Yeah. That was the way they done it there. It took dusk, wasn't it?
Didn't have 40-hour weeks in those days, did they?
Oh, I guess they did, all right. And they didn't too much pay. I drove for $1.25 a day.
$1.25 a day?
Yeah.
I hope you got your board with that, too, didn't you?
Well, they used to feed pretty good. You know, it wasn't too much of everything, but they had lots of big feed, you know, big stuff.
Beans,
pork, and cod, fish, and feathers, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They didn't have too much pie and cake.
No. Pastry wasn't too much, huh?
It was all big, strong stuff.
Yeah. Now, you worked as soon as the ice was out.
Yeah.
This would start.
Now, after the ice was gone, they had to have their looms in down river, where the mills was.
Yes.
That where they stopped the lumber.
Yes.
They had to get them looms in before they could let the lumber go.
Yeah.
But they put them in early. As soon as the ice was gone down there, before it would be gone above.
Yeah.
Be all open and they had a chance to work.
Now this boom was at Keegan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They had the big booms at Keegan.
Yeah, down there to, that's where the St. John Lumber Company had a big mill there.
Big mill at Keegan, yeah.
Keegan.
And they had a sorting gap, they called it.
And, well, there was, now, old John A. Morrison was a lumberman. He cut mostly cedar. This went below the Grand Falls.
Yeah.
His mill was below the Grand Falls.
Went down to Fredericton and St. John.
Yeah, St. John.
And at Keegan they had what they called the sorting gap where they sorted them.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Mill, the lumber that they were going to saw up in Keegan stayed there.
Yeah.
And the cedar...
They sent it on down.
Cedar, they would send it on down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it went.
Mr. Jackson. What is a boom?
A boom is all a lot of logs, all logs that they pick out all the same size, you see. It wasn't big, quite size. Anyway, 10 inches or so tall. And that was all bored and put together with big chains.
What did they call that? Is that the wing boom?
Yes, and then every joint that was there, the chain went through, and the dog on both ends, it had a big iron.
What do you mean a dog?
Passed through the link.
Big iron.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
And passed that through the link and drives it in the log. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't pull through it. Mm-hmm. And every joint had a wing. That was a sod or a split. They split them with axes and some with saws. First, they didn't have the mills up there, but all used to split. And that wing was put on with that chain, every joint. And that log was bored about halfway down, and they cut a brace and drive it into the log and sped the wing away out as far as they could from the log. Drive a big spike in. And that wing was again the current, and that pushed the boom away out. Pulled it out.
That was used. You could set those wings.
Oh, yeah.
So that your boom would be out by a rock or a point.
Yeah.
That you didn't want a netty, that you didn't want logs to get into. This shear boom would send the logs by that.
It would save
you a lot of work, wouldn't it?
Eh?
It would save you a lot of work.
Oh, my God. If that boom wasn't there, and we'll say they'd be 25, 30 days driving, the time they'd be down there with the drive, they'd probably have a million lumber drive. Mm-hmm. The water falls,
see? Yeah, that's right.
And they'd never get it out there.
Aaron, in those days, these were long logs. How long were they?
All lengths.
All lengths?
Yeah, all lengths.
30 to 60 feet?
Yeah, yeah. And some great big pine timber hewed out. Do you tell that?
A lot of pine, huh?
Well, timber, they called it timber.
Yeah.
It was all hewed for a square.
Yeah. Oh, is that so?
Yes, a lot of them.
They use that in the woods, right where they cut it, is that
yes,
right?
They go for miles with 6 horses and haul that. Up over hills and down. Then that was worth a lot of money.
Where did that go to, do you know?
That went down to St. John.
That went all the way down to St. John?
Yeah, that went away down. Mm-hmm. Now, they call that timber.
Timber?
Yeah.
I heard
the old people tell that. The woman comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
What did you do for recreation, Aaron, in those days, on the drive?
You mean work?
When you were through work, did you take a drink, or?
Oh, no, I never drank.
You never did?
No.
Any of the other crew did? Any men on the crew?
It was the boat crew, see?
Yeah.
The drivers, they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't stop to buy, but the boat crew stopped there, see?
Yes.
Because they was ahead.
Yeah.
And they, Charlie never go by it.
Never go by it?
Oh, no. You
used to buy liquor at the island?
The Seven Islands.
Seven Islands?
Canadians sold it there.
Canadians sold it?
Yeah.
Albert Currier never sold it.
No.
It was
the Canadians.
Canadians.
It was amongst them.
Used to bring it in. What kind of liquor did you drink?
It was mostly alcohol.
Mostly alcohol?
Yeah. Mostly alcohol then. And you had to go over across the river to get the...
Yeah.
Did you drive that to the gallery.
When you were driving, did you lose many men by drowning?
Not on none of our drives.
None on our drives.
The Canadian drives there was.
There was, huh?
Yeah. The Canadians used to drive the lumber.
Yeah.
Swinor and old swing oar and the kettlebell. They had a lot of Canadians.
That was way up on the headwaters.
Oh, way up.
Up on the South Branch?
Yes, they used to drive way up in the Knowles Brook. Way up in them brook.
You didn't go up that far?
Never.
How far up did you go? 9 Mile Brook?
Red Pine Grove.
Red Pine Grove?
Yeah.
You used to go to Red Pine Grove?
I was up there often.
That's where you picked your drive.
Yeah. That's the place, the Red Pine Grove.
Yeah.
old Tyree, he got foolish. He was on the boat.
Yeah.
And when the water's high in Black River Rapids, they generally have some boards and put washboards on, see? Across the bow and around the side.
That would be so the water wouldn't get in the boat.
Wouldn't jump over, the swells wouldn't jump in the boat. And they come there, they never stopped. They were there. The boat was packed full of water when they got down to the foot of the rapids. I don't know how they landed then.
That night you slept in wet blankets, I bet.
Oh, no, we never got there at all. We come to the head of the rapids. You see, they should have stopped the bows and had been camped already, but they went too far.
Yeah.
And when we come to the head of the rapids, it was dark.
So you didn't dare run the rapids in the dark?
No, water was high.
Water was high, yeah.
And we hollered to my cousin across the river. He went to shore on us on the other side. And we had 9 men in our battle. When we come to the rapids, never went through. They probably all been drowned. Then we couldn't swim.
What did you do then? You made a fire and stayed there all night?
Yeah, we tied our battle and turned the bank and made a fire. Stayed there all night. In the morning, we done our battle too.
To get breakfast?
They walked down the
down
pass.
The shore,
down to where the boat was, for the rat, which is only about a half mile.
Yeah.
And we were on our battle through, and George, my cousin, he crossed his battle above the rapid, and we were on the 3 battles through, me and my brother, with 2 men. Just 2 men.
And sometimes it's awful cold.
Yep.
Oh, what did you have, 2 men in the bow?
No, just oars. Two men on oars.
2 men on the oars.
Yeah. Huh?
And you'd be in back steering.
Yeah, I was in the bow and the bow in the stern.
Yeah.
And we were on the mall through to the boat. And we sailed there for putting the afternoon before we left it.
Now, on these big rapids, as a rule, Aaron, they had a channel that you had to follow pretty well.
It would be easier
to run, huh?
Well, there's a big wave. Come out about 100 feet right out in the water there. And over that was an awful road. You couldn't go near that.
Yeah.
You have to go around that, and then as you get below that, it kind of killed the swells. They come in.
You kind of drop in the eddy and then run down.
And it was good from there down.
Yeah.
It was just above that.
But it was just to get by this swell.
Get by that.
It was a hard job.
And that was a tough place to break a jam. When the water was low enough, it jammed in the center. Boy, that was a hard place for the boat to get a jam.
Pop, someone got killed at the landing or grounded along the river on the barge? It happens like that sometimes.
Oh, well, yes, people have got killed along the road.
Men.
But not where I ever was.
Not where you were.
No, nobody got drowned.
Sometimes the whole landing of logs lets go, they're caught underneath that one of the further away log, or one of the highest, come a tumbling down faster, hits a man, and he's done.
How far down the river would you go, Aaron?
How far would we drive?
Down, yeah.
We'd come to the head of the big rapids.
Head of the big rapids.
Yep.
That
was the end of our drive.
How many days would it take to...
Oh, we'd be 25.
Long time.
Between 25 and 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Drive.
Yeah.
And the water would be low, did that.
Yeah. Then from the head of the rapids, a different company would take it.
Corporation.
Corporation. Yeah. They called it the corporation.
That was old Ed Pond had that.
Yeah.
He had that for years, and then his son took it over.
Yeah. You told me a while ago that Pond was the first man that ever used booms?
Old Ed Pond, the old man, he seen a little boy playing the brook, and he made that boom. And he had that boom made, and he hung out a little boy. And he took that, the pattern off of that, and put them booms out. Made a fortune.
Oh,
right from that little boy.
That's my part tells me.
That little boy was the first one that made the boom.
Too tired to tell
the little boy?
He was down there somewhere around the Grand Falls. I don't know who it was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Used to be a lot of people come up from Fredericton in that area to work in the woods and drive.
Yes. Yeah, most of our crew was from down there.
From down there.
Millers and different folks. All pretty good drivers.
What did you do when you got a log jam? How did you get it started moving?
Well, we would go with our crew. We had six men. We'd come and we'd line in the side of the jam. Sometimes the jam was a long jam where we'd meet the stores. And we would land on the side of them, and then we'd go down to the front where the rock was, and they'd start that way. They'd keep rolling off and picking them up. Sometimes it's hard. And so sometimes that would jam clean down to the bottom, see? And it would be catching other rock. And they'd get probably halfway up before that would move.
Were they walking on the logs?
Eh?
Were they walking on the logs?
Oh, yeah. Of course, sure.
So what if it let go all of a sudden? Wouldn't that be dangerous?
Oh, they got over it. Oh, yes.
They'd run and get in the boat.
Yes, they were smart. They were good drivers. They were. They had the perfect. You had the center crew. Perfect, good men.
Yeah.
Who could.
They had
good sail on log. Yeah. They were smart. They'd go over that. See, that would go all in a bunch.
Yes.
And all they had to do was hoop them all aboard, and they'd all come just as fast as they could come. You know what it's going to do. Sometimes it's all go by the rock, see? Not again no more on the rock, or going by.
Swing,
which is left that bar.
Swing off to one side.
Yes, the way the curve, see?
Yeah.
Sometimes that would build off sideways.
Yeah.
According to how the lumber was run, see? Mm-hmm. And you hoop all aboard, the boys, they'd make to the barrel.
Did you ever drive the river below Big Rapids, Aaron?
Yeah. On the corporation.
On the corporation, yeah.
Oh, yes, I drove way down.
Through the Big Rapids must have been quite a job to get
After I moved up from St. Francis, I moved to the head of Big Rapids, and I lived there 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I was the one that tended the Big Rapids.
Stepmother and dad, you
said. I had six, seven men there, and I'd put the booms in there, and I'd can that. Mm-hmm. I kept that clear.
The Big Rapids are about 4 miles long, aren't
they?
Three miles long.
Yeah.
You have men on both sides to keep pushing the logs off, keep them moving, huh?
Yeah, and we had a big boom there to the head of the rapids. All, there was 80 logs in it.
Uh-huh.
And that used to come ashore, right to the head of the rapid on the other side of the river. When there was no logs running, that would there'd be two, three logs touching the shore. And the logs all come on the side. Of course, the other side was an awful place. We called it Rocky Point.
Yeah.
That was, that's the desperate place for them. We'd pick up everything. Mm-hmm. So that boom cleared it. Just an odd one once in a while, one to the womb, a heavy log.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't tear up much. reach the sack every day.
Yeah.
Every
now,
day.
Now sacking, you mean sacking you used to clear up the bank, any logs that
any,
went on the log you...
Any log was ashore, we'd send them adrift.
You'd send them adrift. You call that sacking?
Yep. That's sacking. Peavies and poles.
Peavies and poles.
Yep.
Push the log out in the current, let them go.
Yep. We kept that clean every day. When the dry come, there was no lumber there.
Yeah.
They'd go right through, sailing. Well, if anyone hadn't tended, it probably would take them 10, 15 days.
Yeah. Save a lot of time that way.
Oh, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That old child's going, that was a great escape. We all stayed out in the woods with a fire.
What did Charlie Kelly do?
He took a bunch of spreads and went and hid in the woods.
Yeah. But what was his job on the drive?
Well, he was just looking after the wongas.
Just running it. After the wongan, huh?
Yeah, he was running the wongan.
Yeah. He wasn't cooking or anything?
Not a thing. No, he didn't often, but just run the wongan, that was all.
Probably call him a boss?
Well, a kind of a boss. Boy, he was boss of the boat.
Boss of the wongan. Yeah. Of
course, he had nothing to do with the cook.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to run just so far, see?
Yeah.
Where the guys could reach him at night.
And he would see that the tents were pitched and the beds were made. What'd you make, bow beds?
No.
Slept right on the ground?
Yeah.
Rolled up in a blanket?
Yeah. I had them great big six beds, you know?
Yes.
Batten, there was about 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
One under and one over you.
Yeah. And you used to sleep, how many men under one of those? Six,
Them spreads, they had some was 25 feet long. Mm-hmm. All in one spread, see? And they'd roll them all up. Yeah. Sick. I never hear tell of anybody say they was cold at night.
Yeah. Always.
No cold go through that.
You slept well?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Good.
How would you dry your clothes?
Well, around that fire, that's all.
You'd hang your clothes up around the fire?
Yeah, in the front of the tent.
Your stockings and pants, so they would dry.
Whatever you had was wet, all you had to do was hang it up on the front of them tents, and that heat from them fires went right up there.
Yeah.
You could feel that right back in the tent.
Yeah, and the heat would come out and dry the clothes out.
Hit that tent and then go up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had good fires, and I had lots of them, too.
Man stayed up all night, kept the fire going.
Yeah, all night long.